USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the CDC shows that the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States. Delta now accounts for more than 51% of new infections in the country, with some areas in the Midwest harder hit, seeing up to 80% of new infections attributable to Delta. President Biden says the fast spread of the strain will hopefully be a motivator for people to get vaccinated.
It seems to me it should cause everybody to think twice. And it should cause reconsideration, especially in young people, who may have thought that they didn't have to be vaccinated, didn't have to worry about it, and didn't have to do anything about it up to now. But the good news is that our vaccinations are highly effective. Fully vaccinated Americans have a high degree of protection, including against this Delta variant.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
The fight over an infrastructure spending bill is expected to continue when lawmakers return to Washington. A bipartisan framework was agreed to last month, although there remains many questions over whether a larger bill supported by Democrats will be pushed through reconciliation. That's something that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vows to fight. At an event Tuesday in Kentucky, he said the two parties may be further apart on this issue than at any time in the past.
This is going to be a hell of a fight over what this country ought to look like in the future. And it's all going to unfold here in the next few weeks. I don't think we've had a bigger difference of opinion between the two parties over the best thing to do for America than we have right now. These are really, really different.
The bipartisan group of senators and the White House are working to build support for their $1.2 trillion deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The author of a new book on the cost of healthcare says that doctors are often left out of the process when it comes to the bill. Tim Berg reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially, but unfortunately they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.